The Secret Farm by Sharon Court. Specially written for North End Play Scheme 2017. Chapter 1. "School trip! School trip! School trip!" yelled Ben as he leapt out of bed. "Oh, my word, where do you get this energy from?" said Ben's mum wearily. "Look, there'll be no school trip until there's school socks, school trousers and a school breakfast." "School trip! School trip!" yelled Ben, running round his room. "Oh, mercy," said Ben's mum. "All right, off you go. Find your stuff. Where is it? No, you can't wear that on a school trip. No, you're not taking one of those." Ben was so excited. I mean, school trips were great at the best of times, but this one was going to be epic. Ben loved animals, and their class was going to Stoughton Country Park Farm. "Animals!" yelled Ben. "We're going to see the animals. We're going on a coach. We're going to have sandwiches." "You have sandwiches every day." "Yeah, we're going to have sandwiches with chickens and a pig," yelled Ben. "Oh, my word," said Ben's mum. Holly was Ben's friend at class, but she lived in a very different place. She got up and didn't put on her school uniform, but a pair of old jeans and a T-shirt and some wellies. "Morning, Grandpa." "Morning, Holly," said Frank. "Right then, my dear, you know what to do. The buckets are out in the pen." "Yes, Grandpa." And off she went. Holly went outside to the farmyard and went over to the barn to collect the feed. Different animals like to eat different things, and so she had at least 3 buckets she was struggling with as she went over to the large barn. Outside, it was kind of beginning to be a warm and sunny day, but inside the barn, it was positively radiant with sunshine. "Oh, good morning, Misty," said Holly. "You're in a good mood, I see." The sun beamed even brighter, or something like the sun, from inside the barn. "Look, I brought your breakfast, and I brought you an apple." A rainbow shot across the roof of the barn. "Oh, I know, they're your favourites, aren't they? Here we go." Holly held out her hand flat. Misty trotted forward delicately and snatched up the apple. Chomp, chomp, munch, and it was gone. "Good girl. Yes, I know you like that, don't you?" Holly reached out and petted Misty on her beak before travelling down to the other stalls to feed the other animals. A large pair of sad brown eyes looked at her. "Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I know you're sleepy, aren't you? You're nocturnal. Yes, well, look, here's your breakfast. You can go to sleep and ignore me now." The creature gave a huge and rolled over and went back to sleep. Holly and Ben both arrived at school with their packed lunchbox and their school uniform. The teacher registered them and they piled on the coach, a burbling mass of great excitement. The coach rumbled on and fairly soon they arrived at Stoughton Country Park Farm. Now, Stoughton Park Farm is an ornamental farm, which means it has slightly different animals to the ones you might find on a working farm. They didn't have sheep or cows, but they did have a few pigs, and they had some ducks and geese and some chickens and goats, who, as everyone knows, will eat everything. The children got to wander around the farm and feed the animals and ask the keepers different questions about what the animals needed in order to live well and be happy and healthy. Ben loved it. It was his best trip ever, and he loved seeing all the animals and being able to look at them and think about their habitats and the things they needed to live and be happy and healthy. They had a pause for lunch, and they were allowed to play a bit on the play equipment. They were not allowed to feed the goats their orange juice cartons, however, even though they would have eaten them. And finally, in the afternoon, for the last little bit, they went to see the ornamental gardens and the greenhouse. The greenhouse had a special pond inside it, which had some of the largest lily pads in the world. "Oh, flowers are boring," complained Ben. "I don't like flowers." "Oh, these ones are all right," said Holly. They were about to go down the path in the ornamental garden when a peacock stood in the middle of the path. "Oh, what's that bird doing there then?" said Ben. "Oh, this is a peacock," said Holly. "He's lovely, but bossy. Come on, Bernard, move out the way." "Bernard?" snorted Ben. "Who calls a peacock Bernard? That's rubbish, that is." "You're rubbish," said Ben crossly. "Get out of the way." Bernard took great offence to this and immediately fluffed out his huge, enormous tail and made all of the glittering blue and purple eyes shimmer angrily. "Blimey," said Ben. That's a bit freaky. That's just Bernard showing off. He's trying to intimidate you. Well, it's working, isn't it? Said Ben. Now, Bernard, said Holly politely. He wasn't trying to be rude. Ben, you have to say sorry. What? You have to say sorry. But it's a bird. You have to say sorry. All right. Bernard, I'm sorry that your name is stupid. No, that's not what I mean. Bernard hissed and drew even closer, the eyes of his tail making a hypnotic noise. Oh, no, I don't like it. Stop it. All right, Bernard, I am sorry, said Ben. That's better, thank you, said Holly. Bernard, he's apologised. You can go now. Bernard glared at her. He said, then turned around and walked away. How did you make it do that? I work here at the farm sometimes with my grandpa. Well, really, said Ben. Yes, really, and I've learnt that you can't be rude to creatures, even if you think they can't understand you. No, I suppose, said Ben, but he scared me and he was being weird. Well, he's a peacock. Peacocks are weird, said Holly dismissively. Hey, said Ben suddenly, what's that over there? Across the ornamental garden, surrounded on three sides as it was by a brick wall, but across the garden Ben could see a door. What is what? Said Holly. The ornamental garden, as I've said, was framed on three sides by an old-fashioned brick wall with gaps in it so you could get to the other parts of the farm. The fourth side of the rectangle was made up by the greenhouse. There's no door there, said Holly cautiously. Yeah, there is, behind some of those ivy and plants and bit. It's like there but not there. What did you say? Said Holly. The door. It's like there but not there. Just then the teacher called them all over to the greenhouse to point out something terribly important, and Holly and Ben had to follow. Holly looked at Ben curiously, but said nothing. The trip came to an end, everyone piled back on the coach, tired but happy, and they all went home. A few weeks later, Ben and his mum came to visit again. It was much closer now to the end of the school holidays, and Ben was desperate for the summer to begin. Oh, but Mum, it's just two more days. I'm so bored. I don't want to do math anymore. I know. It's only two more days. I'm sure you can survive two more days. But I can't, Mum, I can't. I'm completely, like, bored right now. I can't. Ben, if you keep putting on that whining voice, I will not buy you an ice cream. I think I can cope, said Ben at last. Said his mother. Oh, look, it's Holly and her grandpa. She said she works here sometimes. Oh, yes, so it is. Let's go and say hello. So Ben and his mum walked across to say hello to Holly and her grandpa. Hello, your grandpa. I can't remember, actually, said Ben. I'm Grandpa Frank, said Frank with a chuckle. Then you know my Holly, don't you? Yeah, we're friends in school. Oh, she said she works here and everything. That must be really cool. Oh, it is cool, yes, but it's a lot of hard work as well, said Frank. Hello, you must be Ben's mother, he said. Yes, hello. Oh, I know we're all desperately looking forward to the summer holidays, but honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do with Ben in the break. I still have to work, you see. I only get 2 weeks off. You say you might need some childcare help then? Well, yes. I mean, if you know of any play schemes or anything that might take him. Honestly, I'm at my wit's end. It is Mum's for a couple of weeks. His Nan's, I mean. But, you know, it's just difficult. Aye, that it is. Holly looked at her grandpa, and grandpa looked at Holly. There was a pause, and then Grandpa Frank said, well, as it happens, you see, normally Mrs. Bottom, my wife, she helps me on the farm to look after the animals, but she's laid up at the moment. She had to have an operation on her knees, so she can't do any walking. Honestly, she's bored to tears. She's been knitting and crocheting like nothing on earth. I'm terrified I'm going to come out in a crochet suit one of these days. Holly snorted. Yeah, that looked great on you, Grandpa. Really good. Anyway, we could do with a hand. And you're Ben here. If he's interested in working with animals, it's hard work, mind. What, really? In the holidays? Can I? Well, I don't want to be a bother.